Greetings, I'm Pastor Dole, and this week we're looking at the week of our Lord's Passion. Have you ever seen a rooster weather vane on a barn? Roosters were actually first placed on churches over 1,000 years ago to remind Christians to hold fast to their confession, that as Jesus publicly professed who he was for you, so in the same way you should not be afraid to confess him to the world. And the rooster plays a huge role on the night when Jesus was betrayed. Right before Judas arrives with soldiers to arrest Jesus, Jesus says to his disciples in Mark 14:27, "You will all fall away, for it is written, 'I will strike the shepherd and the sheep will be scattered.' But after I am raised up, I will go before you to Galilee." Peter said to him, "Even though they all fall away, I will not." And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, this very night, before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times. But he said emphatically, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you." I hope we can appreciate and understand Peter's desire to be faithful to Jesus. But his protest is built on self-reliance, not Savior reliance. There's an irony that Peter's loyalty to Jesus is built on loyalty to himself. Do you see that? Did you hear his pride? "Though they'll all fall away, I will not." Peter thinks he's the exception to the rule. "No, Jesus, did you forget I was here too? Sure, those other guys can't take the heat, but not me, Jesus. I'm way better than those fellows." Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 10:12, "Let anyone who thinks that he stands take heed, lest he fall." That is so important for us to hear. Our culture preaches self-reliance. How many times have you heard, "Believe in yourself. Your only limits are those you place on yourself"? My friend, the gospel of self-reliance is a dead-end street. Like Peter, we don't have the resources within ourselves to do life. If we did, Jesus wouldn't need to come in our flesh in order to go to the cross for our sins. Jesus came because he understands our weakness. Jesus makes perfectly clear that he knows Peter better than Peter knows Peter. Jesus knows the when, the precise moment Peter will fall away, this very night, before the rooster crows twice. Jesus also knows the what Peter's falling away will look like. "You will deny me." And Jesus adds how many times Peter will do this. 3 times. Jesus says, "Truly, Peter, you will not even make it one night before you completely disown me." Mark makes it perfectly clear that Jesus is never surprised by our junk. And sometimes we need to hear that we're worse off than we imagine. I mean, think of the devastation if Jesus doesn't tell Peter this and then Peter denies him. Peter needs to know that Jesus is going to the cross to shed his blood for weak sinners. This will help Peter to take his eyes off himself and his failures so he can then fix his eyes on Jesus' love and also in the Savior's promise. What promise, Joel? That despite Peter's abandonment, Jesus is not abandoning Peter. Jesus said he's going to be waiting in Galilee for Peter after he's raised from the dead. How much do we need to hear that Jesus is always waiting for us, even after our biggest failures? After Jesus' arrest, Mark writes that Peter was following Jesus at a distance, and a teenage servant girl comes up and says, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." Now, there is no real risk to confess to this person who has little social standing, yet Peter plays stupid. He says, "I neither know nor understand what you mean." And the moment he does, the rooster crows. And as a reader, I want to start yelling at Peter, "Peter, remember what Jesus said? The rooster, Peter, the rooster." But the rooster crow has no effect as Peter goes on to deny Jesus 2 times more. In verse 72, "And immediately the rooster crowed a 2nd time, and Peter remembered how Jesus had said to him, 'Before the rooster crows twice, you will deny me 3 times.' And he broke down and wept." Jesus had been so good to Peter, and Peter loved Jesus so dearly. Peter wanted to die with him, and Peter is the bravest of all the disciples. He's the only one who follows him, and he still fails. I believe it's quite likely that Mark is writing Peter's account of the gospel, and Peter has him record his greatest failure because he wants you to know that if you have denied Christ, Even if you've been living in regular denial of your profession, there is a way back to Jesus. Weeping and turning back to Christ. I know that some of us carry great shame for our failures. We know we've grieved the Lord Jesus deeply by our sins. But we see in Jesus' prediction of Peter's denial, your sins never surprise Jesus, nor can they thwart God's purposes. Jesus knew Peter better than Peter knew Peter, and he knows you through and through and loves you still. Dearly beloved, your sins are never greater than your Savior, and Jesus can save us to the uttermost. That is why he came and laid down his life. There is no one who loves you better or more than Jesus. And when you live from his love and not for his love, you will be able to confess him before a world dying to know that they're loved. Believer in Jesus Christ, remember who you are and who you belong to.